Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Once Bitten, Zeitschai, babe. I'm going with a lot of great white today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just watch that video so that I can nail that AKA. Yeah, the music video. That's why I sounded exactly like the track when I just did that. But
I agree.
Yeah, that
I
is.
I agree with that 100%.
What a time to be alive, the late 80s.
Hair to witness that, huh, Miles? What a time.
All right.
Huh?
Let's tell them what is trending right now. You're Miles.
I
right?
am. Yep.
I'm Jack.
Yep.
This is what's trending, guys. Damian Lillard is the point guard for the Portland Trailblazers.
He had a bit of a night.
He has had 3 nights in a row, so he missed... He missed 2 free throws that would have given them the win in a game. I think it was the Clippers game, right? A few, like 5 days ago.
A lot of shit talking after that when those game-winning or game-tying free throws were getting bricked.
Yeah.
Or so, afterwards.
So Paul George, because Lillard hit like 3 from near half court in the playoffs last year and then waved goodbye to them. Paul George not very happy about that, and so he waved goodbye. Then there was like some words thrown back and forth, and that was apparently
that's all I needed.
Talk shit to Dame ever
apparently
anymore.
That's all I needed
ever again. Yeah, this dude's like last 3 games have been like I watched the beginning of I watched the first quarter or first half of yesterday's game when he went for 61 and I was like, this dude is like, I haven't seen somebody look this unstoppable, and he's 6'2", generously 6'2".
He's like a regular guy size.
Yeah, he's a regular guy, and he just puts the ball in at any angle from any place on the court.
Any depth. I couldn't, anyway.
So quick. It's unbelievable.
What's
just
funny,
watch
though,
like
too,
a highlight Raider, reel of what he's been doing.
The ratings are still so low for the league right now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, it's because all the games are like in the middle of the day. Like,
right.
Yeah, we might be working at home, but like, I can't throw the game on and like record and like do the other work we do throughout the day and like watch a whole basketball game. Like, I think it worked when it was at, you know, like in the evenings when people used to go, but I get it. You want to pack as much stuff in, but
I mean, there's an energy missing for sure. You have to, like, it's very much pure basketball now. Like, that's, you have to really love basketball to be into it. It's not like I think a lot of, you know, the experience of watching pro sports is like, you know, you're watching just like an event with like a lot of energy present. And this just has way less energy in the room.
It looks like the sickest pickup game at like a health club.
Right. When he made a shot from half court, basically, to get to 61 points and to give his team the lead, like, it was just, you know, he turned around and was like, yep, I'm pretty good. And that was it. Like, it wasn't like the crowd was like going,
bring it down.
Oh, like to respond appropriately. Anyways, it's worth watching this dude right now because he is on another level.
We were
saying
that about TJ Warren a couple of days ago. But
we were, and then he fell off. But this is more in...
Yeah, of course. And I really like
who he is. Yeah. And Blazers fans are real ass basketball fans, man. They love the Blazers.
And that's an unbiased statement from you, Jack.
It is an unbiased statement, man. Mm-hmm. I haven't pulled for the Blazers in my lifetime.
Oh, really?
Not really. Damn. I mean, yeah.
Damn. You're not loyal. My
grandfather coached them before I was alive, but mm-hmm. he had I think been fired by the time I was alive. So.
Oh, so then you took that and you're like, ugh. Although like when we were in Portland for the live show, you're like, man, I'm gonna walk by there just to get the vibes real quick.
Yeah,
because they do put respect now on his name.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a big restaurant called Dr. Jack's. That's right by the stadium.
About,
and I do.
14 people are about to be like, wait, who's Jack's grandpa?
Yeah.
You know, Jack Ramsey. it's happening all over again.
Yep. Anyways, Damian Lillard.
Well, my grandfather was Masaru Nakajima, who was a great professor of German philosophy.
Yeah. One of my favorite.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Because you do like Goethe's work, and he was obviously very much into his work as well. So.
Was he really a German philosophy professor?
Yeah.
That's dope, man.
He had to actually help the Japanese government understand the Nazis because he was so entrenched with German philosophy and culture. He was like one of the few Japanese people who they could be like, yo, what are these people like? What are they talking about?
So what's
their thing? What's the vibe with these people? Like, what do they say when they're saying it?
Right.
It's wild. There's pictures of my grandmother. She's like 5'1" in like Berlin, like in like 39. And like front of the Reichstag, and it's like such a trippy photo. I gotta find
Jesus.
That. Yeah, because like they would go there, like with the Japanese government would be like, "Hi, can you talk to somebody there? Someone come back and see what you hear."
Ooh,
and then he did
sure
that once, and he
cool.
was like, "This is
not good."
He's like, "I'm a pacifist," and they're like, "All right, you loser, then take off,
fuck out of here." Yay is trending. Because so. There's just this is just fucking the weirdest story. Because he is being used by the Trump administration. Basically, he had a meeting with Jared Kushner, who is Trump's main advisor, son-in-law, obviously, not too long ago. And I think it was last week that came out in the New York Times, and he confirmed it and said they were talking about some book. And he has also acknowledged that he's aware that he might hurt Biden's chances and help Trump get reelected, and he doesn't care. It's just not clear if he knows that he's actively being used by the Trump administration. It would be very interesting to get a bug of how they talk about him behind his back.
I mean, especially when you read like some of the stories from the operatives who got, you know, caught up in this, like helping gather signatures and things, and like how they were like, hey man, like they're asking for help, and that's
right.
Who's they, and you're on their behalf, and you're part of the machine. Okay, it's but you know, peak 2020 type shit.
We do talk about how little endorsements matter, but he did get a big endorsement recently, right?
Yeah, from the baby. So
people, I think, were kind of on the edge of their seat waiting to see
where DaBaby yeah, where he was going to land. You know what I mean? I think it'll be important to see where Wiz Khalifa comes in on this. I think that's really important. Seriously. I mean, he, as a rapper from a swing state, he was born in North Dakota.
Right. Wait, Wiz Khalifa was?
Yeah.
But he's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, like, yeah. I was like, wait.
He's Pittsburgh's finest.
He is Pittsburgh's finest. And I'm like, wait, he was born in North Dakota. Anyway, yes. I'm just thinking of that. What happens with the Black and Yellow Coalition?
Black and Yellow. Alex Jones was trending because there's just a great video of him trying to go to a park in Austin. There are some lifeguards who are volunteering for the city and basically
kind of
working the door for these public parks and being like, hey, you know, there's too many people in there. Can you wait? You know, not they're not armed. They're right. They're basically a bunch of 18-year-olds sitting there reading and, you know, just trying to do their part to make the park a safer place for their fellow citizens. And Alex Jones rolls up with either the tiniest megaphone I've ever seen, or he is continuing to just expand up and out. But he's just walking around with this tiny megaphone, shouting at them, being like, "You're part of this conspiracy, the COVID-19 hoax to seize power." And the kids are just. It's just a great illustration of, you know, the contradiction between this, you know, right wing talking point and how little people who are they're accusing of this vast conspiracy really give a shit about them.
Yeah,
because the people can't even really be bothered to, like, one girl I think gets up the energy to flip them off, but like everybody else is just like kind of looking at their phones being like,
yeah, I wonder like if like in Texas, especially like, cause that's where he's always mobbing around doing shit. Like just like, oh, right. Here he comes. It's like Andy Dick in LA where you're like, oh, here he comes. Oh,
fuck. Yeah. Guy.
Or like anybody.
A natural. Right.
Yeah. Like Billy Zane. Yeah. Whoever has like the wild LA sightings, but yeah, everyone has that energy. I'm like, here we go. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But also, oh, I think everyone is just now getting more and more used to dealing with that kind of energy because it doesn't need to be Alex Jones. Like in your town, there is someone sort of doing that rah-rah shit for the wrong reasons. You know, whether it's people pretending to work for a federal agency and telling people to stores, like you can actually be sued for asking people to wear a mask. So just for your safety, you need to sign this. Like, I'm sorry, who are you? They're like, right. I work for this badge I laminated at Kinko's about 10 minutes ago. Yeah, please, you know, at the end of the day, you're doing the right thing by considering the safety of other people. That's right. Really what it all boils down to.
And then Mississippi, the Mississippi flag is trending because they are redesigning the flag, getting rid of the Confederate flag. And
finally.
Yeah, shocking.
Last state, maybe, you know, hold on to it.
Who knew Mississippi was this progressive?
Yeah,
really.
Shocking.
Next level. But they opened it up to a design contest, and
yeah,
it's pretty interesting to see what's rolled in, what's being considered, what's being voted for.
It's just funny because, like, just to turn it into a, guys, let's just throw some ideas around. Why don't you submit what you're thinking? And then we'll bring that to the commission, because there's a commission that's assembled. And while, like, there are rounds where, like, these submissions go further and further. Like, ultimately, like, the people aren't going to vote on this. They still have the ability to figure out, like, what they're going to do with the final design. But there have been over, like, nearly 3,000 submissions. And they narrowed it down to, like, I think just under 150 options. And we're talking the designs that they apparently were submitted. It runs a gamut of everything. They said, one of the people in the commission said they had flags that featured, quote, guitars, beer cans, largemouth bass, a Jesus meme, and the Southern Conference logo.
The Southeastern
Conference?
The SEC, conference?
Dude. I think it's just the SEC logo. I mean, like, you know, shout out to the true fans. There was another one that made it in, apparently, because of some, like, typo, because of the submission number. And so when like the website was like, yeah, check out some of these like great submissions. One was just a fucking mosquito.
Like, giant mosquito with stars around it, though.
Yeah, and people were like really vibing with it, and they're like, okay, we have to get that out before there's like some public support, and it turns to, I think, you know, like a Bodie McBoatface type situation.
What was Bodie McBoatface?
That was like it was another opportunity for people to rename something. I think it was a boat, and they were like, the troll answer became like the fucking thing. Yeah, it was, I think it's just a lesson, just like, never let the internet determine like what you are going to do. Like, never give the internet that much power. Just say you'll consider what the consensus is after your poll, but never say the winning option is the thing we'll do, because that's what happened. Oh, it was a British like research vessel. So they're just like, okay, let's change it to that. But it's the same thing. Like when I remember there was a Walmart competition where it was like, send Pitbull to do a live show at your local Walmart, like vote for it, like your Walmart, and he'll do a live show there. Cut to coordinated effort of people being like, yo, do the Walmart in like remote part of Alaska,
right?
And like that's where he has to go perform now.
Yo, all of these are squares. Well, let's go with Ohio has the pendant shaped flag. That's thinking outside the box.
But it's what do you mean, it still has to be on a flag though?
No, it's pendant shaped. It's like, it looks like it's a flag that is.
Oh,
like,
oh, right, because it's a little more like triangular.
Looks like it should be at an amusement park.
It looks like somebody's pants. Like you could turn it like vertically and be like, let me hop in my Ohio pants. The Ohio Burgie. I'm probably butchering that. You're from Ohio. What's how you say that?
Ohio Burgie?
Yeah, what? It says the Ohio Burgie is the official
Ohio
flag.
Ohio Bougie. Bougie is how it's pronounced. Yeah.
Oh, what it look like with Ohio Bougie? What? Do it look like left Ohio Bougie?
Huh?
Okay, that's for DJ Academics and Migos fans. Bye.
I think that's going to do it. Do you have a favorite state flag, by the way?
No.
No?
Like one that I think of? Actually, like whatever doesn't have like doesn't look so much like the American flag like I vibe with.
Right.
That's why, you know, California, yeah. Bear Republic, stand up. Sure. I don't know.
Colorado actually looks like a baseball hat a little bit.
Yeah.
Arizona's.
Do you have one that you think of, or one that you actually I feel like there's ones that when I look at, I'm like, come on, please.
New Mexico
do than that.
Seems appropriate. It's like kind of. Yeah. I kind of like.
New Mexico's, I like the vibe minimal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very minimal. South Carolina is interesting too, like the palmetto and like the crescent moon. That feels like
yeah,
a streetwear logo.
Yeah, that might
logo.
Be my favorite. Was that, I think that one was recent too because of Confederate flagship, right? I
can't imagine. Did South Carolina have anything to do with the Confederacy?
West Virginia just has like a child's painting in the middle of it. But
oh man, shout out to Washington, just his face.
Is that what Washington's is?
Yeah.
All right, guys, that's gonna do it.
Oh wait, hold on, man. I'd be remiss if I didn't say Maryland, dude. I love that like checker pattern that they have. It's very aggro. The
Maryland is
kind
of wild. Yeah, it looks like it was designed by like Cross Colors in the early 90s a little bit. Like it's got some like wild ass patterns.
Yeah,
going.
Let us know. What's your favorite? What's your best and what's your worst?
I think
I meant that to the audience generally.
Saying the Maryland flag looks like something Will Smith wears in Men in Black.
But I've seen people like with like all over print like Maryland shit.
Yeah,
And you know, I was like, oh, what's that? Oh, okay, Maryland Pride. Get it in. All right,
guys, that's gonna do it for us for today. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wash your hands, wear a mask, stay inside, don't do nothing about white supremacy.
Nope.
And we'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get.
But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.